97.9 The Box with Box Tech Reporter Pete Gadget with you. Healthcare.gov is having some more problems. I got Kathleen Sebelius here. She's in charge of the whole thing. She's taking the blame for everything. Kathleen, what should we really blame it on? Okay, Kathleen, I know you're old, but we need to move this up to the box format. Of course, it's hip-hop. Let me rephrase the question. What should we blame the healthcare.gov problems on? Really, Sebelius? Let's just throw out the question. I have Vice President Joe Biden here. Now, Joe, you've apologized to the folks out there about healthcare.gov. What exactly did you say?
I'm sorry.
Wow, Mr. Biden, that's kind of short and to the point. Now, when you use healthcare.gov, I hear there's a strange warning sound if something's going to go wrong with the website. Joe, what does it kind of sound like to you? Wow, Mr. Joe Biden, that sounds very serious. Now, what do you think programmers will have to do to get healthcare.gov working again?
Smack it up. Flip it down, weigh it up, break it down.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Biden. You handled that question well.
I'm a smooth operator.
You sure are, Joe. This is the one and only Pete Gadget on the healthcare.gov website. Hopefully they'll fix it soon. I'll give you more updates right here on 97.9 The Box.